From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Ji Abili reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed NATO support on its condemnation of Syria's use of chemical weapons on its own people last week. Trump and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after meeting at the White House Wednesday. Trump called the attack blamed on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad a murderous attack using the most horrible weapons. The FBI reportedly obtained a secret court order last year to monitor the communications of then-presidential candidate Donald Trump's advisor. The Washington Post reports the FBI and Justice Department were able to secure a FISA warrant after convincing a judge there was probable cause that Carter Page was acting as an agent of a foreign power, in this case, Russia. Last month, FBI Director James Comey acknowledged his agency had launched an investigation into whether members of Trump's campaign colluded with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. U.S. intelligence officials believe Moscow intervened to sway the election in favor of Trump. But during an interview with CNN Wednesday, Page denied working for the Russians, saying, "Of course, I wasn't a foreign agent." The captain of an Indian boat hijacked by Somali pirates told VOA 8 of the crew were held on land for 9 days before they were freed by Somali security forces on Wednesday. Captain Salim Osman, who was among those taken to land, said the pirates separated the 10-person crew just 3 days after hijacking the boat. Two of the sailors had been found on the boat after security forces took it over during the early hours of Monday. Osman said he's happy to be free. This is VOA News. The United States and Russia agreed Wednesday to call for an international investigation of the deadly chemical weapons attack in Syria last week. The joint bid for the United Nations and weapons experts to investigate the sarin gas attack that killed more than 85 people came after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and later with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Despite the heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula over Pyongyang's missile tests, few South Koreans are actually concerned by the prospect of imminent conflict. VOA's Brian Patton reports from Seoul.
Carefree crowds are flocking to Yeouido Park in Seoul to see the cherry blossoms at their peak this week. Few here are concerned this region may be on the brink of war.
Well, it is scary to talk about war, as I am from the generation which never experienced war. But I don't really feel fear yet.
North Korea and the United States seem increasingly poised for conflict over Pyongyang's repeated nuclear and ballistic missile tests aimed at developing the capability to target the U.S. mainland. The flare-up in tensions, however, is not causing any sense of panic in Seoul, which is situated within range of the North's massive artillery and missile arsenal. Many in South Korea see the current crisis as political theater that has been played out repeatedly in the past. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
Opposition parties are protesting outside President Jacob Zuma's official home in Pretoria to demand his resignation. The protest comes in the wake of long-simmering corruption scandals, a controversial cabinet reshuffle, and economic slowdown. Anita Powell reports from Pretoria.
A celebratory atmosphere hung over President Zuma's home on this, his 75th birthday. Tens of thousands of South Africans donned bright colors and marched Wednesday to his official residence in central Pretoria, singing and dancing as they made their way through the streets. They were not bringing birthday wishes. They were asking the increasingly unpopular leader to leave. Seven major opposition parties organized the march at Pretoria's union buildings and said they will continue to loudly and peacefully protest Zuma for the duration of his term, which is set to end in 2019. The president has earned many critics for long simmering corruption scandals, but his decision last month to fire a well-respected finance minister and reorganize his cabinet prompted those critics to call for a nationwide shutdown and protests on Friday. The opposition has called for a no-confidence vote in parliament next week. Anita Powell, VOA News, Pretoria.
I'm Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.